Christians have to recover the brightness, the joy, the peace of repentance. The Lord begins his public ministry with the command to repent, and in the Greek Testament the word is metanoite. I spoke briefly, very briefly, how the term metanoite, when translated into Latin and then into English, gives us a negative connotation, an intentionem agite, penance, penitentiary, prison. The word repentance takes on a negative meaning in the English language. And yet, as Christians, we have to recover this language. We have to see that this language has nothing to do with imprisonment, but indeed repentance is the way to freedom, the way to joy, the way in which we come to our senses and direct our minds, our heart, our energy towards the mystery of Christ's three-day Pascha, his death, his burial, and resurrection. Repentance is freedom because repentance brings us into that new life in Christ. Repentance is freedom because it strips away our false identity. This is precisely the heart of sin. Sin distorts, twists, and warps our identity. Repentance takes away, strips away that mask, that distortion, and offers us the way to recover our identity. Our identity as human beings is in Christ. Our identity as human beings is union and communion with the triune and tri-personal God. And therefore, if we are to truly enter into the spirit of repentance, not just these days, these 40 days, but if we are to enter into the school of repentance as Christians, we discover that we are not bound to biology, that we are not bound to culture, that we are not bound to some psychological disposition. On the contrary, if we enter into the school of repentance, we discover that we are free, that we are not bound by biological makeup, psychological makeup, cultural makeup. We might be affected by all of that, but by no means are we slaves or prisoners to all of that. Repentance opens the mind and the heart to the divine energy of God. And when the mind and the heart are opened to that divine energy, then we here and now begin to experience that wonderful and glorious ascent from darkness to light, from death to life. Amen.